Martin, who's in Aleppo. Martin, you talked about shelling intensifying today. Which areas?
In the northeast of the city, in particular, which has been a rebel stronghold over the last week or so, the rebel headquarters, which was just inside the northeastern city limits, was bombed again this morning as rebels were evacuating. They have relocated to another premises. Their building has been attacked three times now. One bomb missed the building, hit a nearby house, killed 10 people. Another this morning hit a hospital, killed another 10. The third hit a wedding hall, and no one was injured in that, luckily. Two bombs did hit their target inside the headquarters, but neither exploded. But nonetheless, it was time for the rebels to move on. They'd lost the patience of neighbours who weren't too happy at their neighbourhood being relentlessly targeted by jets above, so they've moved. But as they have moved, there has been some more bombing in areas that they've moved to, so there is no let-up in this siege.
You also talked about in some of your recent tweets that the Free Syrian Army is yet to win over the local population. What evidence is there for that?
Just a feeling on the streets. People will approach you and say, look at this mess, all we need is stability. 2 weeks ago we had civic services that were functioning. It was not ideal. We were living under autocracy, but things worked. We didn't have to worry about safety. And these are refrains we're hearing right across the city now. People are clearly preparing for what is likely to be a very significant invasion in coming hours or days, which is going to upset things even further. And the rigid old order that people have lived by for so many years now is no more. People have to get used to a new reality that a new sheriff is in town and is vying for power with the old guard that doesn't want to let things go. This is setting the scene for a period of chaos that's likely to follow, and people are yet to be convinced that the new sheriff is any better than the old one.
And you talked about fighting around the citadel. I think Al Jazeera yesterday said that that rebel troops held two sides of the building. Is that your understanding too?
It's difficult to know. We got close today when we got to the area where the rebel siege, the perimeter of the rebel siege, I should say. There were snipers beyond. It was difficult to gauge exactly who was where, and I wasn't prepared to go any further than that. But more broadly, I can say that the control for the citadel is being bitterly contested by both sides. The regime are not going to let this go. This is an incredibly important landmark for Aleppo. It towers above the centre of the city. Throughout the ages, people have identified Aleppo with this towering, beautiful, ancient citadel, and it will continue to be bitterly contested.
And there are thousands of government troops there?
Around Salah Adeen, which is in the southwest, where it all began, there are estimated there to be around 20,000 government troops, a lot of tanks to the suburb just beyond it, around 2 kilometres beyond Salah Adeen, a suburb called Al Hamdaniya. These are tanks that have been redeployed from the Golan Heights and from around Damascus. This is part of the rump of the regime army, which has come to retake this city. They're on the move, they're inching forwards, but they haven't started the full-blown invasion that was expected today, but it can't be too far away.
More aerial bombardments today?
Yes, just as we speak, Salah Adeen has been hit again. Very heavy rounds dropping into the suburb, telltale sounds of jets above, so we likely have a culprit there. In addition, we had the FSA headquarters in northern Aleppo that were hit this morning. Apart from that, the jets have been quieter this afternoon than they were yesterday afternoon.
And does it feel this is going to go on and on?
Oh, undoubtedly. This doesn't look like it's going to break any time soon. It's very much a war of attrition. There was an expectation within Aleppo that we could have some kind of a decisive result sometime this week, but the regime doesn't appear to be in any hurry. It seems to be inching forward rather than rushing into battle, and I think it's looking more and more like a second Babalama rather than a full-blown invasion force that's going to get the job done quickly.
Any sense that they're buoyed by the defection of the Prime Minister, or does that just seem completely irrelevant?
People were talking about that yesterday, certainly among the FSA leadership and even amongst the rank and file. They were saying if the upper echelons of the ministry are running away, then that's going to help our cause. That was yesterday, though, and that brief moment of euphoria seems to have passed. People have just gotten back to the inevitable realities of war today, and it's not being discussed anymore.
Okay, Mark. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.